It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, Microsoft launched Windows XP, the latest version of its Windows operating system. Commentator Preston Grawla writes about the Internet, and he is wary of at least one of XP's features.
Call me old-fashioned, but the idea of handing over my most private information, including my credit card numbers, to the world's richest man in Hungary's monopoly somehow doesn't appeal to me. But that's exactly what Microsoft's Passport technology will do. Passport is the heart of the company's new Windows XP operating system. Sure, it sounds friendly. After all, don't passports give you the freedom to travel wherever you want? But in fact, it's Microsoft's attempt to learn virtually everything about who you are and how you shop. That's why privacy advocates are asking the Federal Trade Commission to investigate Passport, particularly important because XP will ship with most new PCs. Here's how it works. Load up XP, and it asks you to enter basic information about yourself into Passport. You don't have to fill in this information, but if you don't, at some point it'll probably pop up and ask you for it again. Once you cry uncle and tell Passport about yourself, that information travels across the Internet to Microsoft servers. From that point on, Passport logs you into websites, so you don't have to remember different passwords for different sites. It even fills out forms for you. Reasonable enough so far. Some days, I can't remember my wife's middle name, much less all my different web passwords. Passport also works with a new Microsoft technology called .NET, which will use information about you to deliver you special alerts. Hand over details about your stock portfolio, for example, and you'll get up-to-the-minute stock quotes. Now let's say you want to buy something online. Give your credit card number to Passport. It'll remember that number for you, so you never need to type it into an e-commerce site again. And all kinds of customized services will be available someday. Here's the rub, though. All this private information is stored in Microsoft's databases, so they own that data, and they'll do whatever they want with it. Oh, sure, they say they'll keep it secure, and they say they won't misuse it. But I don't want Bill Gates and friends to know what I bought for my wife for our anniversary, or to find out how maxed out my credit card is. The temptation will simply be too great to use personal information for corporate gain. And as history has shown time and time again, this is a company that often gives in to temptation. Also keep in mind that back in August, a security expert showed how a single line of code could be used to break into Microsoft's Passport servers to steal IDs and credit card information. Call me crazy, but that doesn't make me feel warm and fuzzy about how vigilant Microsoft will be in protecting my privacy. Microsoft has been pushing Passport since the mid-1990s. If you use Hotmail, you already have one. Have you ever noticed that dinky blue Passport icon lurking about? But I, for one, will be saying no thanks. After all, on the Internet, you don't need a passport to visit the world. And I intend to keep it that way.
Preston Grawla is the author of How the Internet Works.